lows at night in the upper 60s. And then Monday and Tuesday, low to mid 90s, still mainly dry and getting a little hotter again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that, a checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
You post, pin, shop, share, like, tweet, and retweet. Now you can do it all and a lot more for just $34.99 a month with a 2-year price lock guarantee. It's Wow's Internet 100. All the speed you need with no data caps. Act now and you can get Internet 100 for only $34.99 per month with a 2-year agreement, auto pay, and paperless billing. Now that's something to post about and tweet and blog and email. Call now at 1-866-WOWWAY2. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hey guys, it's Baron Coleman from News & Views. You can't be successful in the River Region without offering a stellar product or service. Chippewa Charm Tree Service has been serving the fine folks of the River Region for over 15 years. They offer free estimates, they're locally owned and operated, and they provide prompt storm damage cleanup 24/7. Follow Chippewa Charm Tree Service on Facebook or call for your free consultation and estimate, 328-2484. 328-2484, fast, efficient, superior, Chippewa Charm Tree Service.
Mr. Sandman. Okay, Memorial Day is gone, but I have an exciting new sale that will run till June 10th. It's the after Memorial Day sale at Mr. Sandman Mattress, with tremendous discounts on this area's largest selection of quality mattresses and beds, great pillows, and the lowest true cost on adjustable bases. All Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Southern, and Scandinavian mattresses are on sale. Not just a few special purchases or limited editions. No interest financing is available with approved credit. We have mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. This is Mr. Sandman's biggest sale since our Memorial Day sale. We have just added Diamond Bed in the Box mattresses to our lineup. Made in America, fabulous quality and comfort, and can ship in the U.S. at no cost. Before ordering online, you need to try these amazing mattresses in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and in Millbrook on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General. Go to this area's favorite store for 18 years, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-through window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Welcome back in. Little Manfred Mann. Nothing wrong with Manfred Mann.
Not a pretty good band, really.
I wonder if this is on the vault. I've never heard it on there.
They're kind of like the Birds in that they are more famous for cover songs than their actual songs.
I'm fine with that.
And also of Dylan songs. This is a Dylan song.
I didn't know that. That I did not know. 6 minutes after 10 o'clock, David L. Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon on a daily basis. Programming note at 11 o'clock today, Michael Fritz, candidate for House District 74, will be in. If you have any questions about that race or want to know more, feel free
He'll stay tuned.
He'll be here. Answer all your questions. Seems like a good guy.
Yeah.
Seems like a good guy. All right. Let's see. Fred, you were on the air.
Well, that's a great place to be, man. Listen, did y'all hear that speech that Biden gave yesterday for commemorate D-Day?
No.
The boys are Scranton, yo.
What?
The boys of Quantico that Reagan did. He just changed it to Scranton, yo.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. No, he didn't. I'm making.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to be funny, man.
Well, Fred, sometimes it hits.
You tried your best and you failed. The lesson here is never try.
But I failed with a smile on my face.
That's okay. We don't care. It was a good shot.
Gabe.
It would have been better if we'd have seen it, you know?
Yeah, and well, he did. Yeah, it would have been better if I saw it.
Okay, that was funny. See?
Anyway, yeah, I just thought about this morning because I always listen to that breaking speech that boys, the boys are Pontejo. And then right after that, I heard the story that I saw the thing again about what Biden did in 88. I guess it was a British prime minister or Labor Party leader or something.
Yeah, I think it was an Irish guy, but yeah.
Yeah, it was word for word.
Yeah, yep. But you know what's funny? Is that in 1988, that was enough to get him to drop out of the race.
Right. Yeah. But his reasoning for it showed him doing a presser afterwards saying, I read what he said, and it's exactly how I feel. That's how I felt. I knew what he was feeling.
Yeah, I mean, all you had to do was quote the guy. He could have said, this guy said it better than I can. You know, this is how, it's Neil Kinnock, I think is the guy's name, or Kinnock. Kinnon, something like that.
He said,
here's how Neil Kinnon said it, and I feel the exact same way. And then, and then nobody would have said anything.
I think the term they used was citation, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
A little footnote with a citation down there for it. But, that just hit my brain right afterwards, and the way he always talks about Scranton.
Yeah.
I just thought it would be funny. But apparently, there I go thinking again.
There you go. All right, good call. Thanks, man.
Y'all have a good day.
Yeah.
Not all humor hits.
You know, it's okay.
Someone may have laughed.
I laughed when he said he didn't actually watch it. I thought that was kind of funny.
I like old Fred.
Yeah, Fred's a good caller.
Fred's a great caller.
But listen, if you're going to call in and you're going to be funny, you got to nail it.
You got to be funny.
You got to have your timing down, and by that we mean talk fast.
I would love... Where's the state that talks fast? Like, you think they talk fast in North Dakota
or Minnesota?
Don't they
talk fast in New York? Isn't that like the thing? Like New York?
Yeah, but I don't want to do talk radio in New York. That's gross.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a city that has kind of a feel like this, like maybe Green Bay, Wisconsin or something. You know, something that's not...
Green Bay's smaller than Montgomery.
I mean, Fargo, North Dakota.
Fargo!
Boise, Idaho. But where they talk a little faster.
Do they talk faster out there? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, in general, there's a thing where Southerners talk slowly, but...
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Give me north of Louisville.
Louisville.
I saw a great shirt one time. It had all the different ways you could pronounce Louisville.
Uh-huh.
I've always pronounced it Louisville.
Louisville.
But some people call it Louisville.
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 Yeah.
Like Atlanta. No T's.
I never understood that. Denver decriminalizes magic mushrooms in historic vote.
Where did we cover this?
Did we cover this?
It's like weeks old. I thought someplace else did it, though. Didn't is that Denver or Oakland?
Oh, this is weeks old.
Yeah, okay. But I saw a thing recently that I think Oakland did as well, or somewhere in Oregon.
Maybe that's what it was.
I think you probably meant to print the other one.
I may have meant to print the old one. Yeah, because I looked up mushroom in my computer. 17-year-old girl voluntarily euthanized in the Netherlands.
So
this story bothers me.
It's interesting that you bring this up, because you were just talking about the retraction thing, and apparently this is not true.
What happened?
She asked to be killed, and they wouldn't do it. This is the Netherlands, right?
Yeah.
So I saw a whole thing about like how that actually didn't happen.
Huh. Well, whether or not, I got a story here full of statistics. A quarter of all deaths in the Netherlands are now induced, whether by suicide, palliative sedation, in which a patient is placed into a coma and allowed to dehydrate to death, or by just flat-out euthanasia. More than 6,000 euthanasia cases in 2017 alone. But this is a 17-year-old girl who may still be alive, I guess.
No, I think she killed herself.
When they wouldn't give it to her?
But was denied, somebody else killing her or whatever.
Oh, yeah. It says, Pothoven initially sought euthanasia in The Hague, but was turned away due to her age. Although children as young as 12 are eligible, provided a doctor concludes that their psychological anguish is unbearable. To be legally euthanized in the Netherlands, she needed two doctors to say her death was justified, plus ratification of a real-life death panel, a panel ominously called the post-mortem panel, consisting of a doctor, a judge, and an ethics expert. Very terrifying. The same people who believe in real rehabilitative justice for hardened criminals can believe a child is so beyond repair that the state should put her to death at her own request. That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. I saw this and I thought it's a symptom, I guess, of where the world is headed.
Yeah. That's gross. I mean,
it is gross.
I thought there was the whole thing about, you know, a couple, like, I don't know, 10 years or so ago, there was the whole thing about it gets better. You know, like people like
bullying.
Yeah. I mean,
And like particularly gay bullying.
Right.
You know, people that 12, 13 realize they're gay and they say it to their buddies and their buddies relentlessly tease them and torture them and beat them up and everything else. Yeah, there was. There was a celebrity campaign. It gets better.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
Well, and that's
when
true.
When you're 25, like, you'll look back at this.
Living well is the best revenge.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, you ever ask a girl out and she, you know, she says no or whatever, or, you know, somebody breaks your heart, you know, just take all that rage and, like, focus it on, you know, being better at life. And guess what? It happens. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's, why are we giving into our kids?
Yeah, see, that's dumb. I mean, that's giving into like the
12-year-old can ask to be put to death.
And
we've got
and
we got 9-year-olds saying they want to go through gender reassignment surgery.
Your thing about the you know, the weakness of the younger generation. I mean, that is giving into the weakest impulse that you can have.
And have you ever read Orthodoxy by Chesterton?
No, sir.
He talks about the scandal of suicide in that. You know, you've turned your back on all human instinct, which is survival.
It is a permanent solution to a temporary problem.
Generally speaking. Now, I mean, if you get terminal cancer.
Yeah, I mean, that's right.
We're talking about anguish.
I don't think anybody should have to suffer until, like, you know, the end of their life if they have terminal cancer or whatever. But, I mean, a 12-year-old?
Right.
12-year-old has no perspective on anything.
No. I mean, I have a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
The things that cause her to panic
the
and melt
anguish.
Down are like, where's my headband?
Right.
You know? Someone moved it. He touched me first.
Yeah.
You know? I had a yogurt in here I was going to eat tomorrow, and someone ate it.
Not, I thought I made a good investment, but I lost all of our money, you know? Or,
yeah.
You know, you know what I mean? There's just so much that people need to keep in mind.
That's very sad. Just bothers me.
It's very sad.
It makes me really almost cussed. It makes me really blanking sad for the future of this world. That this is where we're headed. I mean, it's one thing that, you know, parents are slaughtering their innocent children. That's one thing. But for the child to ask to be slaughtered and the parent to consent, what the hell kind of world are we living in? Anyway, our number 272-9228, Penny Aaron Concrete Technologies, Tom Latham over there. I talked to Tom yesterday. What a fantastic guy he is. If you need anything concrete related, I can't stress the word anything enough, anything concrete related, Tom Latham for over 25 years has been the forefront of the concrete business here in the River Region. He does a fantastic job. His crews are second to none. He'll tell you up front. He's an okay guy. His crews are spectacular. Now, he'll tell you that. I'll tell you he's a fantastic guy. I like Tom. But his crews are just stellar. I mean, they really are the best. If you don't believe me, check them out on Facebook. Look at their work. They got in-progress shots. They got videos. They got before and afters. Beautiful decorative concrete, stamped concrete. Really, really beautiful stuff. But even their flat white concrete driveways are gorgeous. I mean, absolutely gorgeous. You know, there's a skill to pouring it on an incline and to making it look good and to having it be symmetrical and level and all that kind of stuff. Tom Latham over at Penny Aaron Concrete Technologies has mastered that skill, and so have his crews. Get in touch with him, 284-9292. 284-9292. You can check him out online, pennyaaron.co. You can find him on Facebook. That's where you got all the pictures. Go to Facebook. Peter Gabriel would have called him if he didn't live on the other side of the world. Because Salisbury Hill would look better paved in concrete. That's just me. We'll be back. 17 after.
and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender. My man over at Auburn House Wash, 826-WASH, by the way, if you want to get in touch with him, 826-WASH. I saw an ad on Facebook. It popped up in my Facebook feed for Auburn House Wash, and it was really cool. They were doing a roof, showing you how they do the shingles on your roof and clean them off. And they showed, I think, four or five before and after pictures and a quick little one-minute video on how they do it. When I talk about low pressure, I mean, they just sort of toss water up there.
Yeah.
And this little solution, it comes right off, and everything looks fantastic. It's amazing. And these roofs, I mean, some of these roofs were grimy and gross, and that made the whole house look bad. And then when they showed the after picture with that brand-new-looking roof, I mean, it looked like a roofer's just left yesterday. It's beautiful, beautiful stuff. Auburn House Wash, 826-WASH. 826-WASH. You can check them out online, auburnhousewash.com. And you can check them out on Facebook, auburnhousewash.com, 826-WASH, and even check them out on Facebook. All right, our number 272-9228. Was this you? Was it? this what he was talking about? The Biden scandal that's brewing, whatever? His 2020. Here's the headline on the story. Biden's past catches up with him as 2020 campaign mired in crisis. I got bad news for Democrats. If Biden doesn't survive, you lose. If Biden survives, you still lose, but not by as much. But everybody put all their eggs in the Biden basket. Because who do you have other than that? Pocahontas? Right. Kamala Harris?
Kamal, the Ugandan giant?
Whose own family disowned her over making fun of Jamaicans?
Pete Buttigieg?
Yeah, I mean, a 37-year-old mayor from South Bend? Sorry, not going to be president. Forget about the constant groping, allegations that he abused his office for his son's financial gain.
Forget about the constant groping. What a great lead.
Allegations that he abused his office for his son's financial gain in two countries, and the fact that he accomplished virtually nothing over five decades of public service. Joe Biden is now wrestling with two new scandals that his campaign must address while he enjoys a double-digit lead. The first is Biden's support of the 1976 Hyde Amendment. That's, can you imagine?
What is that?
That's where you can't use federal funds for abortion. For which his Democratic rival slammed him on Wednesday, and his campaign clarified that he still supports it. Biden appeared to have flip-flop in May, telling an ACLU activist he would repeal the amendment, only to announce a week later that he misheard her. He sensed hedge, saying, given the draconian attempts to limit access to abortion if avenues for women closed, essentially, he would open them up via the repeal the Hyde Amendment. So that's number one, supporting the Hyde Amendment. I did not know that in 1976 that was a controversial opinion.
I think now it's a controversial opinion in the mainstream of the Democratic
Party. So his sin is being old, is what they're saying.
Yeah. I don't know that that's... I don't know.
But that's what they're going after. The Senate is being old white.
1976, the Senate was controlled by Democrats, and so was the House.
Yeah.
So I don't guess it was super unpopular.
No.
I mean, that's a common sense thing, I think, right?
The second recent crisis Biden has concerns plagiarism. Now, this is what he was talking about. A CNN panel ripped him a new one over lifting language for his environmental plan word for word from environmental nonprofits without attribution. I don't think that's a scandal. Of all the scandals in politics, that's not one. The fact that CNN's making it a scandal tells me...
So, here's the thing, right? Is that, they want him to support all these issues, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then he goes and puts his support of these issues on his website, and they're like, no. We meant you need to rewrite their program. Like, that's just dumb.
You need to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah, who cares? Why would you?
Yeah. Totally the stupidest scandal ever. But the fact that it is a scandal, the fact that CNN and lefties are making a big deal out of it, tells me there's something brewing where they don't think Biden can get over the finish line. Either they're worried about his age, because both of these scandals are essentially age-related.
Yeah.
Because had Biden plagiarized some environmental group on his website, but not have run for president in 1988 and plagiarized a speech on that run,
uh-huh,
they wouldn't care. They'd be like, oh, well, he forgot to give attribution. He needs to throw some quote marks up there. Life moves on. But they're hearkening back to something that happened 31 years ago. On the Hyde Amendment, they're hearkening back to something that happened 43 years ago. Again, his sin is being an old white guy.
43 years.
He's old. I think they're looking at this and saying, we don't think Biden can get over the hump. We need to get rid of them. Now, I don't know where they move from here. Yeah, maybe they don't even know where they move from here.
Right.
But Biden came out of the gate strong. And you know what? The media even started turning on Hillary Clinton when she stopped having press conferences and press avails.
Uh-huh.
The media doesn't like you hiding. And Joe Biden is running Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign all over again. Hiding. He doesn't do public events very often. What he does, he just shows up for the event and leaves. No press avail before, no press avail after. Joe Biden is a fatally flawed candidate. I cannot imagine a scenario when he's ever president of the United States. His best shot of being president was...
In 1988?
No, it was 2009.
Yeah.
Being behind a very unpopular president.
I think he had a better chance in 1988 than he did in 2009. I mean, just of even getting the nomination. I mean, he probably goes on and maybe gets the nomination if he doesn't.
Well, on sheer percentage basis, you're more likely to ascend to the presidency as the vice president than you are running for office.
True.
So I think, you know, just on a probability basis, Mike Pence is more likely to be president than a Joe Biden ever will be.
Well, there was a long time where you couldn't get elected to the presidency from the Senate.
Yeah.
There was a long time where it was easy to do it as a senator, and then it got a lot harder. Like Obama was the first since Kennedy to be directly elected from the Senate. And before that,
a lot of them ran.
And before that, you got to go back.
But you got a record.
Yeah.
You got a record.
We got a record of terrible votes too.
Right.
Governors have a record of getting things done. A lot of times they have to work with the other side, so they have a record of crafting bipartisan legislation and things like that, which can sell you to the country at large. In the Senate, you take a lot of stupid procedural votes, and you have to vote your party line a lot of times, or they nut you.
And the party line changes.
Correct.
And so in 1976, the party line was pro-Hyde Amendment.
Yep.
And now, in 2019, the party line has changed. Let me say this. I'm not a fan of governors being president. I've said this on air before.
Really?
Yeah, not at all.
Why?
Because what is the single signature achievement of most governors? What topic does it relate to?
Building some roads?
Education. And what's the one thing the federal government shouldn't be doing? Education. So they all get in there. George W. Bush did this. They get in there and say, I did a good education overhaul in Texas. I'm going to do the same thing in the United States. We're going to have no child left behind. And it's awful. It's awful. No child left behind was a horrific decision. It was the largest intrusion into local education in the history of the federal government. And every governor that runs does the same thing. They all go right after education. And I just think I'm not a fan of governors becoming president. Obviously, Ronald Reagan accepted. What we need are more secretaries of the Navy. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. My man over at Cornerstone Managing General Agency, that guy, his name is Greg Wren. He is an awesome, awesome guy. He really understands the business, really understands the insurance business inside and out, understands employee benefits. And one way or another, that man is going to get you to save some money. I'm confident when you call him. A lot of people have health insurance for their employees, or they have maybe life insurance, which should be called death insurance. It's not insuring you against life, it's insuring you against death.
That's true.
They got life insurance, vision, dental, health insurance, disability insurance. They even have some guaranteed issue types of insurance. Really, really interesting stuff. Again, one way or another, people, you need to call them. 356-1502, 356-1502, or check them out online, CornerstoneMGA.com. CornerstoneMGA.com. A little blondie, maybe. A little blondie. We'll be back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Metro Fitness is offering a great three-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted three-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, MetroFitness.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
From the Fox Business Network, Google shares little change today on news it's spending $2.6 billion in cash to buy the big data analytics company Looker. Looker will be part of Google Cloud, which is number three in the cloud market behind Amazon and Microsoft. Thomas Kurian, CEO of Google Cloud, says the combination of Google Cloud and Looker will enable customers to harness data in new ways to drive their digital transformation. That much talked about merger of Fiat, Chrysler, and Renault will not be happening. Fiat pulling the plug on talks after the French government was hesitant to move forward. The Wall Street Journal reports that the issue was Nissan and the possibility it would pull out of its alliance with Renault if the merger went forward. And there's word that Tesla may have set a company record this quarter. The website Electric reports that Tesla said it delivered 33,000 cars in North America. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Roger Stern.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/Chris. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/Chris. That's 4hims.com/Chris.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We could see some significant rainfall amounts over the next few days, right on through the weekend and even Monday, too. Look for periods of showers and thunderstorms around today and tonight. Not as warm today with a high temperature up to about 82. Tonight's low 71. Tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, showers and thunderstorms. Locally heavy downpours. High temperatures in the low to mid 80s. Lows at night right around 70. Monday, more showers and thunderstorms. Then on Tuesday, I think it'll start to thin out and we'll get into a better day with drier conditions. Stay on top of this active weather situation with our free weather app. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Get it on your phone or tablet today. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Now at Nukes, the Express Market with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab-and-go proteins and house-made sauces. Pick up anytime or place order on the Nukes app for curbside delivery. You'll be the hero at your next dinner. Nukes, 7880 Vaughn Road.
I got 36 minutes after 10 o'clock. This was the song Clint recommended. Song's fire. Yeah, Joni Mitchell cover. I can't imagine Joni Mitchell did it any better.
Really?
No.
The Joni Mitchell cover?
Yes.
Joni Mitchell's terrible.
She's awful. She's like the worst performer of the 1960s.
Oh, my God. You've never seen The Last Waltz, have you?
No.
I mean, A, you really need to, like, rectify that. But B, like, there's a Joni Mitchell section where I literally, like, every time, I'm like, skip, skip, all right.
Don't done?
It's just so bad.
Well, she's awful.
Yes.
She's just terrible, but, you know, whatever. Our number, 272-9228. Real quickly, before we get into this fetal tissue research ban that the White House put in, New Look Decorating is wanting to hear from you. You need to get in touch with New Look Decorating. They're on the Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends into the Atlanta Highway, right next to the Goo Goo Car Wash right there. Brett Lanham and Brian Carr, all they want to do is match the right color for you or help you pick out some paint colors, help you pick out the right type of paint. A lot of people don't know. And you go to the big box store, I'm telling you, they don't know. They'll never be able to match the same color twice, much less. I mean, if you go in there and you order swatch number like 1025, mm-hmm. and then you go back a week later and order it again because you didn't buy enough, it's going to be two different colors. That doesn't happen at New Look Decorating. Same color every single time, every single time. And they keep your colors on file. You know how many times on my neighborhood Facebook page I get this question? What color is the trim in the downstairs on the houses? Because they were all built the same.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But if they'd have gone to New Look Decorating,
they would know. All they'd have to do is call New Look and say, what color's my trim?
And they would, boom, we'll have you a gallon made up. How much do you need? A quart? A gallon? 5 gallons? What do you need? We'll make it up. Come get it. They got that Benjamin Moore paint. Luscious paint. Paint's so good, you almost hate to paint with it. You almost want to just store it. Look at it. It's beautiful.
It is.
Really. I mean, it's luscious and thick and good-looking.
Yeah,
paint.
There's that difference, too, like of paint when you see something and it's just that like that right color.
Yes.
And it's like you said, like that's like that thickness of it. And
oh.
It just, I mean, you can tell when somebody's got cheap paint and somebody's got like that really good-looking Benjamin Moore paint.
Let me tell you, go through any house that's been built in the last 5, 6, 8 years that was built by like a spec developer or whatever, and look at the exterior paint. That paint has been cut and watered down and was not Benjamin Moore paint. That's garbage. Go look at a Benjamin Moore house. Go look at a house with Benjamin Moore paint on it. You can tell the difference. You can tell the difference. You want your house to look good, go to New Look Decorating. On the Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends into it, go in there. They got designers on staff. They'll match your color. New Look Decorating. All right, the White House, here's the AP headline. White House ends fetal tissue research by federal scientists. I didn't know this was a thing. I didn't know federal scientists were researching on fetal tissue. The Trump administration said Wednesday it is ending medical research by government scientists using human fetal tissue, overriding the advice of scientists that there's no other way to tackle some health problems and handing abortion opponents a major victory. The HHS department said in a statement that government-funded research by universities that involves fetal tissue can continue, subject to some additional scrutiny. The policy changes will not affect privately funded research. So two things. One is the federal government shouldn't be funding this research anyway. That's number one. The federal government has no business funding this research anyway. Number two, why the hell are they using fetal tissue? Where are they getting it? Where do you think they're getting fetal tissue? I know.
Yeah, I do too.
They're buying it from aborted fetuses that oftentimes are born in their bag of waters and dissected alive in order to get fresh tissue.
Mm.
That's monstrous.
Yeah, remember the big controversy that when they revealed that Romney, one of his companies, was doing that?
It should have been a scandal.
Yeah, I know. It's nuts.
I mean, they're aborting babies alive in the bag of waters and then operating on them in the bag of waters to remove the tissues while they're alive. Hearts, lungs, livers, eyes, skin, while the baby's alive in the bag of waters. If that's making you grossed out at 40 after 10, good.
Yeah, it's...
It is a tragic, barbaric, monstrous service.
But Baron, there's no other way they can do it.
Fetal tissue is used in research on HIV and childhood cancers, treatments that enlist the body's immune system to battle cancer, and the hunt for a vaccine against the Zika virus. Remember when that was a thing?
Oh, yeah.
It's yeah.
A big thing. I know
why it's not a thing?
I went to Puerto Rico during that whole thing.
Yeah, it was a scam. You know why it's not a thing?
Why?
Because they couldn't find a vaccine fast enough. They were going to force everybody to do a vaccine. It was going to be a multi-billion dollar windfall.
But they couldn't get it done.
They couldn't
done,
get the
huh?
vaccine fast enough.
I hear you.
Had they gotten the vaccine, you'd still see Zika updates every week on the news. Yeah, and this is how globalism and corporatism works.
Zika, Baron.
You remember the SARS virus that made up the pig flu, swine flu, bird flu, Zika virus? Notice every few years there's one of these health scares. It's always viral. Mm-hmm. And they always say, we're going to get a vaccine for it. And then when they can't get a vaccine fast enough, they move on.
Mm-hmm.
Zika didn't just come and go, people. It's either here or it wasn't here. But no virus shows up, hangs out for one media cycle, and then leaves. That's not the way the world works. It was a total scam, Zika. The stuff we fall for. Bird flu. The dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Seriously.
I went to dinner last night with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying he had 3 or 4 days, like 102, 103 fever. And got over it a few days ago when we went to dinner last night. And I'm a big believer. No Tylenol, no ibuprofen.
Right.
Don't break the fever. You know, don't break the fever. If you need to, if you absolutely must break the fever, get in a room temperature bath and bring it down that way. Do not take Tylenol. Do not take ibuprofen. An absolute stellar believer. When I had the flu last year, it got to like 103.7, 103.9, 104.3. And I was on the couch looking God in the face saying, heal me, old man. Heal me. I feel terrible. I'm going to die. So I get it. You know, I suffer right there with everybody else. Kids, nobody, we don't get Tylenol or ibuprofen in our house for anything. Anyway, he was talking about that, and it made me think about these stupid health scares over the last several years and how gullible we are as a population, just buying the globalist corporatist message. Again, Dave, you give me enough money, I'll have you scared of the Zika.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have you believing every birth defect is because of the Zika.
Bird flu.
Remember? I got these little bitty heads, Baron.
Yeah, the tiny heads.
I got these little bitty heads. It's Zika.
That ain't nothing but fetal alcohol syndrome.
It's Zika. That's what it is. But isn't it about the same percentage of kids born with a little bitty head? No, Baron, it's Zika. It's Zika. Mm. It's unfortunate we go through that. Totally unfortunate we go through that. I'm looking for a particular Etta James song. That's what I'm looking for. I like this song. It makes great bumper music. And when we go to the break, people are going to go, oh my gosh, he's right. That does make great bumper music. But first, I got to tell you about Alabama Home Mortgage because they're generous sponsors of this program. Very generous sponsors of this program and have been for almost 5 years. I think we're like 2-3 months into it. And Alabama Home Mortgage started with this program, and they've been with us ever since. They've been with us ever since. So give her a call, 567-4223.
Kim's awesome.
567-4223. Her NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. Check out her website, alahomemortgage.com.
If she can't help you, you probably can't be helped. She's that nice and that good at what she does.
Well, if she can't help you, if she can't help you now, she can help you later.
Yeah. That's what I mean, though, is that will help you.
Nobody else is going to be able to.
Unless you're unhelpable.
Yeah. Unhelpable?
Yeah, there are people that you can't help, Baron.
Dave making up words. We'll be back. It's 1:45. You've been misused.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you.
If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
It's time for the 2019 Parade of Homes, June 1st and 2nd and 8th and 9th. The Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association invites you to check out their central site in Lockwood, as well as three additional villages. The 2019 Ideal Home is located in Lockwood, and the Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association is eager for you to see all of the more than 30 homes on the parade route. Pick up your free guide for the 2019 Parade of Homes at any Riverbank location in the River Region. The Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association's Parade of Homes, June 1st and 2nd and 8th and 9th in Montgomery. Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Guys, welcome back. I just read that text exchange.
That is hilarious.
About Zika. Our number 272-9228. We'll get to your phone calls in mere moments. In mere moments. Actually, we'll get to them now because I don't have any reads. How about that?
Yeah. That's because there's no advertising on this program.
Number one complaint I get is, man, you do a lot of emotions.
I know, right?
I'm like, well. People like to know. People want me to tell them where to shop.
And people like to advertise to a highly rated, you know,
award-winning, respected,
award-winning program.
Highly respected, Dave.
Yeah.
Highly
respected. Who listens?
Everybody. 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Our number 272-9228. That's the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. Who's this?
Red Top. How you doing, bro?
Doing well, brother. How are you?
First, I want to compliment you on yesterday our discussion about prisons and corrections.
Yep.
The gentleman that called after me, which I know was very sincere about his beliefs, but y'all had a very good discussion about the purpose and corrections and all that. And he brought up some very interesting points in the attitude about corrections. But what was best was your answer and summarize afterward about the prison system and the revolving door concept and the employment factor and all that. And that's very, very much a part of this whole problem we have with our prison system. So thanks for bringing that up, and it was a good argument for me. So,
I appreciate it. As a lawyer, I see it, and you don't realize exactly how many people are employed until you start thinking. I think California said they were going to do away with old pot convictions or something.
Yeah.
And I don't remember the exact number. Don't hold me to this, but it was like 1.7 million people will have vacated convictions.
Yeah.
And you think of how many police officers had to investigate, how many police officers had to show up in court, how many police officers had to detain these people, book them. 1.7 million people, how many DAs had to show up in court, how many judges, how many clerks had to do the paperwork? There are a lot of people employed by this industry.
We're talking billions, not millions,
right.
Billions.
Billions of dollars.
So that was very well put, and I appreciate that. And it's obvious that this draconian prison system, especially in Alabama, they have no intention of improving it. I'm for the feds taking it over because it's not going to improve till then. And one more quick point, question for you guys. What's the most dangerous agricultural product grown in the United States besides tobacco?
Oh, hang on. Let me get this. The most dangerous agricultural product born in the United States.
Grown
in the United States besides. Let me think. Can I think about this a second? Don't answer me quickly. Can I ask you? I want to ask you a question. Is it a food product?
Oh hell yes.
Okay.
This is really easy. You're going.
Is it a carbohydrate?
Yes, it would be.
Is it a grain?
No.
Sugar.
No, and it's not a grain because you told us otherwise yesterday.
Oh, corn.
I listened.
Corn, yeah, corn. Well, corn's a grain, but it's a grass. Yeah.
It is a grain.
Yeah, but it is a grass. Yeah, corn. I know what you're saying. Because you can make it into high fructose corn syrup, which murders people.
Yeah, high fructose corn syrup has caused more death and destruction and disease in this country than any drug we ever had came close to.
Yeah, and it's amazing the things that they'll say. You can't do this because you might die. You know, one person might die of the measles if you don't inject, you know, your kids on the day they're born. One person might die of this if you don't do this. But then they'll have high fructose corn syrup on every product on the supermarket. You know how hard it is to avoid? We avoid it at our house. You have to look at every label when you go shopping.
We have to avoid
it. You have to eat fresh food is the only way to avoid it.
Yeah. Why do you guys have to avoid it?
My son has an allergy to fructose.
Oh, really?
So, which is in, I mean,
it's
not
in everything.
Not even HFCS, but
just,
like
just fructose in general.
Anything with fructose, and it's bad, man.
Like fresh fruit?
There's some that he can eat, and there's some that he can't.
Are you serious?
Because some of them are higher in content, and but it does seem to be that like
high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Like, so I mean, of course, he's a kid, and like he plays a lot of sports. He's outside a lot, but he likes to drink a Gatorade or a Powerade. And
who wouldn't?
20 minutes later, his stomach hurts.
Oh, it's terrible.
And
but you know what? He's better off avoiding it.
He is.
I can't drink Gatorade or anything like that. You're right. I almost have to throw up as soon as I put it in my stomach.
And
my stomach rejects it. And I'm glad my stomach is that smart.
Yeah, you're not nine though, you know. So it's hard with a 9-year-old because they want to do what their friends do or whatever. So we're teaching them ways to avoid it and stuff. And we have to read every label.
Good.
And
you're better off for it.
Yeah, I mean,
thank you,
Red Top. Yeah, I mean, I wish he didn't. I wish it didn't literally physically hurt him. Because
you don't want your kids to hurt.
You never want to see your kids hurt. But you're right in that he will generally be healthier by not having to avoid it.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
So,
it's
there's that
gross stuff. I'm glad he brought that up. The most dangerous agricultural product. I was going to go with corn or sugar, and as soon as he said not a grain,
yeah.
I went
well,
with sugar.
But I mean, they're, you know, but you're kind of arriving at the same.
But you know what? Last night I had
kind of six one, half dozen the other.
I had street corn at Little Donkey last night. I had two tamales in corn masa last night.
Street corn.
Street corn was fire.
Is like the best invention since actual tacos.
It's corn smothered in mayonnaise and spices
and sour cream and spices and salt, and sometimes they throw a little cilantro on there.
As soon as you tell people you put mayonnaise on your corn, they're like, that's gross. And I'm like, you put butter on your corn.
It binds it.
This is just congealed butter.
All it does is bind it.
It's
basically
just a fat.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's amazing.
And it does not taste anything like mayonnaise.
No.
Because they put sour cream on top of it to bind it to, you know.
So good.
It's like when you put egg wash, you know, you put flour on something and then the egg wash so it binds to what you're going to fry.
Mmm. Unbelievably delicious.
Now I want street corn, Baron.
Well, but you know what? It's like tobacco. Use it responsibly. Smoke a cigar when your baby's born. Smoke one on that golf trip you've taken to Scotland. You know, but don't. Well, I say this as a total hypocrite. Don't put a big old plug of Copenhagen in your mouth 7 hours a day.
I think we've talked about this before. I am lucky that I've never enjoyed tobacco in any form.
I cannot agree with that statement.
And so
I have totally enjoyed tobacco. I totally enjoyed it up until the day I quit, and I was sick about quitting because I liked it. Not because I just liked it. I wish I didn't. But I'm glad I quit. If for no other reason than it was costing money that we didn't need to spend. And my wife hated it.
Yeah. Well, God, you were saying we found a receipt for a couple cartons of cigs up here one time?
$170.
Yeah.
Two cartons
for
of cigs.
Cartons?
Yeah.
Dude, that's a lot of money.
That's $85 a carton.
You
can
buy
$8.50 a pack.
That's like a case of vodka, like a full case of those real good.
It's like a
Kirkland
power bill.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a power bill.
Yeah, it is a power bill.
I mean, $170.
That's. I mean, you rich people out there in Wind Lakes, that might not be a power bill for you, darling. I know yours is more like $450, but
for us middle class folks, that's a power bill. So yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Trump says tariffs on Mexico will be imposed Monday after a breakdown in talk, despite an increase in military and police presence south of the border to stop migrants. Let me tell you this. Mexico, for the first time, dispatched a special unit of 200 agents to intercept 1,000 migrants headed to the United States. The caravan was from Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala. And they were met 11 miles short of the border by the special unit that had a blockade on the road. The vast majority complied with the officials' orders and got in the immigration agency vehicles. Others resisted and were wrestled to the ground by officers or fled into a thick forest nearby. Parents sat on the pavement holding their children. You know, you can't say Trump's not trying. But I look forward to it. It's now Friday. Or no, it's Thursday. We got 2 days left, two business days. Why do I keep thinking it's Friday all week? It's a short week last week, messed me up. But it is, it's Thursday. Those tariffs go into effect on Monday. I look forward to it.
Yeah.
I look forward to it. I look forward to paying a nickel more for a meal at a Mexican restaurant. I really do. I look forward to paying 3 cents more for a avocado. And I hope they run it all the way up to 25% because that's going to pay for our border wall. That's going to generate $1 billion, $1 billion a month. $1 billion a month, minimum. That's the first month. Then it doubles, $2 billion. Then it doubles again. Then it doubles again. It just keeps going up. It's wonderful. It's absolutely fantastic. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. When we get back from the break, Michael Fritz, he's a candidate for House District 74. If you have any interest in that race, even if you're not in House District 74, pay attention because a lot of the issues we talk about are issues that are going to come up in the legislative session, either a special session this year or the regular session next year. And I'm interested to hear his take on some of this stuff. I make no bones about it. I'll say it again. I probably would vote for Michael Fritz right now. We'll see how he does on the interview. But if the vote was right this moment and I had to vote and I had a vote, I do not, I would probably vote for him.
I don't either.
But we'll see. A lot of people in the audience do, and a lot of people are interested in the state legislature and politics in general. This will be a special discussion on the other side of the break. Daniel Sparkman will be in tomorrow. No one else is asked to be on. Those are the only two that contacted me and asked to be on. I don't track down candidates. I don't care enough.
Nope.
We'll be back.